Good Monday. Today is December the 29th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take a look this morning at a couple different meetings, some that are in the past. One you're going to want to look into signing up for. It's the Ohio Organics Grain Conference coming up next week. We'll have all the details on that and some other information after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Monday morning and recap a couple meetings as well as take a look ahead to some that are coming up. First off, we wanted to look back to the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation's 107th annual meeting that took place back on December 11th and 12th. At that meeting, they elected State Board of Trustee members, and in the local area, Nate Andre was elected for District 1 to represent Defiance, Fulton Henry, and Williams counties. In Allen, Paulding, Putnam, and Van Wert counties, that's District 5, Craig Pullman was elected to be the representative. And in Hancock, Hardin, Seneca, and Wyandotte counties, which is District 6, it was John Bolte. So congratulations to all those individuals that are local representatives with the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. Well, looking ahead, the Ohio State Organic Grains Conference is coming up. This is next week on Wednesday and Thursday. That's January the 7th and the 8th. It takes place at the Kalahari Resort and Conference Center there in Sandusky, Ohio. Now, pre-registration is expired, but you can still register at the door. It is $200 to participate in that event. The 2 days are filled with general sessions and keynote speakers, as well as breakout sessions. Some of those breakouts include alternative weed control methods, record keeping and inspections, comparing organic versus conventional profits, and looking at the 2026 organic budgets that are out there, sessions dealing with labor issues, as well as current research that's going on. Dr. Aaron Wilson, the OSU Extension climatologist, will be in to talk about the weather, as well as discussions on organic policy. So a lot of things that may be of interest to you. If you'd like to learn more, visit their website, go.osu.edu/organic-grains. And finally, to wrap up, we want to make mention of the 2025 Yield Contest winners that were announced by the National Corn Growers Association. This was announced in the middle of December, and outstanding yields. Again, it's the 61st year of the Yield Contest. They had nearly 7,800 entries, 47 different states represented, and they have 10 different production categories that fell within that. The average across all those, 269 bushels per acre. The highest yield for the year came out of Charles City, Virginia, 572.2589 bushels per acre. That was in their strip-till irrigated division. And once again, David Hula was the winner of that. The yield contest is really about finding out what the crop is capable of. That, according to Ohio corn grower and NCGA president Jed Bowery, said, as corn farmers, we get to show what we're made of. It challenges participants to find innovative ways to succeed and contribute to decades of agronomic data that prove American farmers are great at what we do. Now, some of the state winners here in Ohio, our state champion was Matthew Bame from Hancock County. He had a Bex variety, and the state runner-up was Jim Douch from Sandusky County. If we take a look at the different district winners, Aaron Stuckey and Jason Ruvenall were the D1 winners in our region here. District 2 was Matthew Bame and Jim Douch. District 3 was Brian Jospile and Dale Jospile, and District 4 was Mark Schieffer and Wesley Roberts. So congratulations to all those gentlemen. Outstanding yields in what we all know was a bit of a challenging year. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, we want to go back to talking about organic farming. Currently, the USDA is reaching out to organic growers to participate in a survey about their operations and practices. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
Stage 1 of USDA's latest organic survey is winding down. those organic producers or those transitioning into certified organic production will receive a survey, a postcard to reply online. We always want to be good stewards of public funds. So one of the ways we do that is by first sending those that are in scope for the survey an invitation to reply online. That's the least expensive way for us to be able to collect that data.
Joseph Parsons, administrator of the National Agricultural Statistics Service, from early December, when organic producers received their code by mail to participate in the survey.
The last survey that we conducted as part of the Census of Agriculture Program on Organics was in 2021. This is part of the Census of Agriculture Program, and we'll be going back out to producers on this topic shortly.
Meaning those replying online this month to participate in the organic survey should expect a full survey questionnaire mailed to them in January.
The deadline for response will be February 5th.
What might participating producers expect with the full organic survey questionnaire?
Like a number of things within U.S. agriculture, the organics is kind of a unique slice of U.S. agriculture, and so it spans lots of different things, but it's around organic practices. And so we'll be collecting data on organic production, marketing practices, income, and expenses across the United States. And so that's kind of a unique data set to have a look at the organic industry within agriculture.
And like all mass data sets, including the Census of Agriculture, the findings, once survey results are released, will draw interest beyond organic industry stakeholders.
This effort's critical to determining the economic impact of organic agriculture on the nation. And so I think there's a wide variety of stakeholders and policymakers that have an interest in these data, along with the time series that we've collected over the last several years.
More details about the organic survey are available online at www.nas.usda.gov/go/organic. I'm Rod Bain, reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.